Okay, we're getting to the next parak of Tehillim. Tehillim, Perak Pehei, 85. And we're in the next Livnei Korach. Lam Naseach, Livnei Korach Mizmar. This parak is, starts off with Hoda'a, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a Yeshua, but there's a Bakasha for more of a Yeshua. It seems like there was a partial Yeshua, and the Mishorer is, davening for more. The, Malbim, and some of the other Mefarshim say this is talking about Shivas Tzion, right? Shivas Tzion, that when Bnei Yisrael came back to build Bayis Sheni, it was a partial Geula, but it wasn't full, right? Part of that it was our fault that only 22,500 Jews came back. Most Jews stayed in Bavel. They weren't interested in building a Beis HaMikdash. That's pretty unbelievable. But that's what the Malbim says. That's what this is talking about. Husad, Bimei Ezra v'Nechemya, Sheshavu Migalas Bavel. V'hizchilu livnos habayis. They started to build it. V'hispalal shetia geula zu geula nitzchis. And they davened that this should be the ultimate geula. This should be the ultimate geula. Obviously, didn't turn out that way. Again, partially because, or maybe all, because of us. The Radak says maybe it's also talking about our galus, and asking Hashem to take us back from the galus that we're in, and bring us home. So let's see. Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha. Ratzisa, again, it could be, the Das Mikra points out, sometimes you find past tense in Tehillim that means future, and really this is a tefillah that you should be merutzeh with your land, you should return. It could mean that, but let's take it kipshuto, it's past. Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha, you have been merutzeh with your land. Shavta Shavis Yaakov, a Kriya Niksiv. You have returned the ones that were in exile. Nasasa Avon Amecha, you have covered up, you have carried the sin of your Am. Kisisa Kol Chatas Amsel, you have covered them up. Asafta Kol Evrasecha, you have gathered in your anger. Heshivosa Mechon Apecha. So again, these psukim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, are all about what Hashem did. And then starts Pasuk Hey, Shuvenu, please give us more. Give us more. The Malbim even points out, and the Malbim probably does this, we just don't do enough Malbim, so we could just have a shir on Malbim. But the Malbim points out that there were three elements to the Geula that are being acknowledged, but even within that acknowledgement, each one is recognized not to be a full Geula. Let's read those psukim. The Malbim says, V'hizkir mana elokim alzeh. Three, Hisratze el amo begimel dvar. Hashem was misratze with three things. Number one, Hisratze el artso hachareva, right? We say, Ratisa Hashem artzecha. Number one, you are marutze. And then, Shivus Shvis Yaakov, right? He brought us back. And Nasata Avon Amecha. But even these three, says the Malbim, Hamashori is kir b'kolechan megimel dvarim eila, t'nai shenechshav be'inav l'migra'as. Each one of them has something inferior about it. Asher lefihu ra'a shahagu'ula zu lotei nitzches. And they realize it wasn't going to be eternal. U'mispalel ha'kolechad sheyishanehu Hashem letov. And that's why they davened, and this parak davened, that make it whole, even though they're all mixas right now. Ki b'dvarecha sheratzes artzo, that Hashem was meratzeh his land, his kir shem havaya. It says yudkei vavkei. It says Hashem of rachamim, not of din. Meaning Hashem brought us back in rachamim, not because we fully deserved it. Din ratzalomer shemroes shemashiv hisratzel la'artso lo hayabas kamas midas hadin rak midas rachamim levad sherichem al shomem asa v'churbana. Hashem arachmanes, he saw we couldn't handle umivur sheish hevdol gadol. And there's a big difference, says the Malbim. Bein ha'teshua she'irak lefishah, but for a temporary Yeshua, she'mitzad shelo yu'achol liros b'tzaras ha'nidke, Hashem can't bear to see us being downtrodden and suffering. V'yachar sur harachamim, and when the rachamim expires, yitzur she'iksof she'enes, they get angry again. Masha'enkin imhaisa teshua b'midas ha'din, she'adin mechayev zeh, if it's midas ha'din, she'os tiyeh Yeshua lamas, then it will be forever. But this was not. This was Yudkei Vavki. This was just because of Rachamim. Number two, B'mei Sheheshiv Shavis Amo. Shavis means, that's the Korean Niksiv. Shavus might be a full, complete return. Shavis maybe means a partial return. Why? Ki ha'yu adayin tachas rishus malchei paras. We were still under Koresh. Va'gula ha'amitis ro'i shetiyah gu'ula shlema. And the gu'ula amitis will be full. It's not just Shavis, but Shavus. And number three, Mechilas Avonos. What does it say? Hashem was no say Avon and covered our chait, meaning the Chatom were still there. Messias Avon Moresha Ha'avon Yeshno Adayin B'Metzius. Rak Hashem Sovel Oso. Hashem is having patience. V'chein Achet Shehu HaShogeg Yesh Lomar Metzius Rak Hashem Kiseu L'Fisha U'B'Gula Achron in the future Gula Yavir Hashem Es Ha'avonos L'Gamrei. Hashem will remove them totally. Shlo Yeh O B'Metzius Klal. They won't be at all. V'zeh Simen She'ina HaGula Hamitas. And these are the Simanim. That it's not a Gula Hamitas. So we daven. We daven that it should be a Kibbutz Klali V'Gula Shlema. B'Lish Tadlus Adam. Shlo Yeh Rachmi Es Pulos Rachim. Not just based on your Rachamim. And it's not just carrying our sin. So even in these first pasuk, the Malbim says that the pasuk is hinting to the fact that it wasn't complete. So we continue. Shuvenu. So this is the first few psukim are recognizing what we have, because again, you must always recognize what there is before we have more. That is why the Chafetz Chaim points out a little bit. The Chafetz Chaim, I'm adding on a little bit. Chafetz Chaim says after benching, we have all these harachamans, right? Yechasreinu was really the end of benching. And we ask for all these tefillos after we bench. Why? Because after, we do a mitzvah, it's a tremendous, eis rason from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants to give us. Hashem wants to, us to open up our hands and give us shefa after we do a mitzvah. So that's why after we do the mitzvah, the only bracha that's midaraisa l'kuli alma is, berchas hamazon. And so after that, we ask for things. But it's deeper than that. It's not just that we're doing a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of hakaras hatov. So whenever we thank Hashem for something, that's the mahus of benching. We thank Hashem for the food, that's the first bracha. We thank Hashem for Binyan Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael and Bris Mila and Torah. If we thank, just like a parent, once you say thank you, so that a parent would want to give more. So once we say thank you, once we have that acknowledgement, so then we can ask for more. So to hear, Pasuk Beis Gimel Dalet is all about what we have, what you have done, but now Hashem, please finish the job. Shuvenu Elokei Yeshenu, return us, the God of our salvation. V'hafer kas chimanu, totally remove the kas. Remove the kas, right? Don't just cover it up. Halo'olam tenaf banu, forever, for how long are you going to be angry with us? The Radak says, this phrase tips us off that this is not talking dafka about Shiva Sion, but it's about our galus, because it's galus ha'aruch, and that's why hala olam is appropriate. Tim shoch abchalo dar vadar, how long will your anger continue for generations? Halo atah tashuv, tichayenu, Hashem, bring us back, give us life again, va'amcha yisbechu bach, so your am could be happy with you. Hareinu Hashem chastecha, what we say in davening, show us your chesed. The Radak says, even if we don't fully deserve it, just show us your chesed, v'yashacha, Titan Lanu, and give us your Yeshua. Eshma'a. So that's Pasik Heivav Zayin Ches. So now the third part sounds like it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer. And Hashem saying, if you follow in my ways, so then I could answer your tefillos. Eshma'a ma'idaber hakel. I will hear what Hashem has to say. Hashem ki yedaber shalom elamo vel chasidav. He will talk about peace with his nation and with his pious val yeshuva l'kisla, as long as they don't fall back to sliding. Ach karov liyareyav yisho. Hashem is very close. His salvation is close to those that fear him. Lishkon kvod ba'artzenu. To be mashkin, to put his kavod in our land. Let's talk about both of those phrases. I guess the second one first. Lishkon kavod ba'artzenu. The Radak says this phrase teaches us that it's on our galus, and that is because we're davening for the Shechina to come back. Maybe the Radak says, even during Bayesheni, there was no Shechina, right? And that's why this is appropriate, says the Radak. Gamzelaos, kielze galus huamizbar. This is all part of our galus. Kibbe Bayesheni, lo shachan hakavod. Even during Bayesheni, right? We're saying, lishkon kavod, put your kavod back. We didn't have a kavod. Kamosha am rebosenu. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma. Undaf chaf alaf mabez, where the Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Chagai, the pasuk in Chagai, instead of saying the word ve'ekavda, it says ve'ikaved. It leaves out the hey. So the Gemara darshins, what's that a remez to? The five things that were missing in Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, meaning that was missing in Mikdash Sheni, and that's why the Psukim describe that the old people who remember the first Beis HaMikdash, even though everybody else was dancing at the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash Sheni, they were crying. You call this a Beis HaMikdash? The Kodesh Kodashim is empty. Aron, Kapores, Kruv, Eishchina, Ruach HaKodesh, Ur Metumim. That was all not there. So that's what the Radak says. That's what we're davening for here. Lishkon kavod, Hashem, we want kavod. We want your shechina. Avo babal gol of binyan abayis, yishkon kavod sham. When we abayis shlishi, it's obviously going to be full. Interesting, on that list is the Urim v'tumim. Urim v'tumim. Tosfos there wonders, isn't the Urim v'tumim part of the Big Day Kahuna? How could the Gemara say that there was no Urim Tumim? They were Mechusri Begadim? So the Tosfos says, no, Urim Tumim Have. She'im lo kein haya kohen gadol Mechusri Begadim. Elo lo hayu meshivin linish alin bahen. They didn't function. Right? They didn't work. Right? Usually this is like the Ramban describes in Tetzaveh. They're supposed to light up and give answers to the Kohen Gadol. They didn't work, but they had to be there. What is it? Right? That's a machlokas we've shown him itself. What is the Urim Tumim? Urim Tumim are not described in the Torah. Rashi and the Ramban holds like Rashi says it's a cloth of Torah Shebal Peh that was put between the folds of the Choshen to kind of be like a battery, to be the battery of the Choshen to help the lights light up, to be Meir Umi Tamam. But it's pointed out that the Rambam never mentions what the Urim Tumim looked like. The Ksava Kabbalah suggests that the Rambam holds that the Urim Tumim was the Choshen. It was just another name, right? It was Meir Umi Tamim, what exactly Urim Tumim were. It also mentions that the Shechina was missing. The Shechina was missing. There's a very interesting tshuva, the Binyan Sion, Rav Yaakov Etlinger. The Binyan Sion, his first couple of tshuvas are all about Kedushas Haaretz, because it was mid-1800s, and they asked him a lot of tshuvas about restarting Karbanos and related issues of Seher's Kalasher. Seher's Kalasher, I think, corresponded with the Binyan Sion, the Arach Laner, right? Same other. Look, it's Simon Aleph, Lagon Rav Seher's Kalasher. Right, that's a Simon Aleph. So I'm reading it Simon Gimel. Simon Gimel, he wrote this to his son. His son, he says, what does it mean that the Gemara says here that there was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni? Doesn't the Medrash say that the Shechina never left the Kotel? The Medrash Tanchuma. After that, Lo Zaza Hakosel Mikozel Maravi Shel Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rabbi Yachal, Olam Ein Shechina Zaza Mikozel Maravi Shel Beis Hamikdash. So was there Shechina? Was there not Shechina? So he goes through the ideas that there's different levels of Shechina. Different levels of Shechina, right? There's when 10 people are learning Torah together, there's Shechina. When one person is learning Torah together, there's Shechina. But there's different intensities. Different intensities. So it's just like when a sun shines into a house. If the windows are totally open, then it's strong. And if they're partially closed, then there's less. There's different levels. Different levels of Shechina, and whether it's the actual, and whether it's a reflection, and whether it's shining, right, that's this discussion here in Simon Gimel, in the Binyan Sion. But that's related to here, Lishkon Kavod Baritzenu, right, the Meshorer. The author is saying, Hashem, please bring Kavod to our land. Let's get back to the first half of the Pasuk. Karov Lireyav Yisho. Close to his Yireyav is his Yeshua. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shari Tshuva, quotes this Pasuk in the context of a Jew, a chayal, going out to battle. Ki seitzei l'melchama al-oivecha, the end of Shoftim, I think. V'ra'isa sus v'rechev amrav mimcho, you see the enemy, lotir mehem, don't fear. Don't fear. That's Isser Daraisa. Husharnu bazeh, says the Rabbi Yonah, Shar Shlishi Paraglamid Beis. Shem yira adam, ki tzara krova. If you see a tzara close, tihiyah Yeshuas Hashem bilvavo. Recognize the Yeshua could also be close. V'yiftach alecha and abitachot. Kidin shenemar akarov li reav yisho. Right, close to his yireav is his Yeshua. Know that it can happen. It can happen. There's a diuk that the Briska Rav has in the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim that we have to Melech HaMashiach. It's something that we all have to believe. V'kol mi she'eno ma'amin bo. Right, the Rambam starts off. Elach Hamashiach asid lamur lahaschir b'achus David liyoshna lememshala harishona ubone hamigdash. Right, the Rambam says clearly we're going to build the base of Migdash, not like Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah about that it's going to come down from Shemayim. Umekabes nitche Yisrael v'chozrin kol hamishpatim biyamav k'shay mikote v'kol she'eno ma'amin bo. Whoever does not believe in Mashiach, o misheino chmachake lebiyaso lo b'shar neviim belvadu kofer. If you don't believe in it, you're not just being kofer in other neviim, but you're being kofer in the Torah itself. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'shav Hashem alakecha shivuschavri chamecha v'shav mikibeschem mikala amimiyan edecha." Hashem's going to bring us back. The Briska Rav is medayik. First in the Ani Mamins, right? We know in the Ani Mamins, we have all the Ani Mamins. So in the 13th Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin Mura Shalem b'vias Mashiach v'yavo bishi yismameya im kol zeachakelo b'choyam sheyavo. What's the afalpi? There's a kasha here. Even though he delays, I'm waiting for him. Right? We don't have any other afalpis on any of the other Ani Mamins, and you could have had one. I believe that Hashem doesn't have a body. And even though there are many psukim that seem to say that he has a body, I believe that he doesn't have a body. But we don't have any other afal piece. Says the Briska Rav. Says the Griz. It's quoted here in the Lekach Tov on Parshas Nitzavim. Peshkuf Lamites. Avala MS Shein Kan Kal Kushi Viteretz. It's not a Kasha Niteretz. It's two elements. Number one, you have to believe. Number two, what did the Rambam say? I ran through it. But the Rambam said, Kol Mishein Mamin Bo, O Mishein Machake Lebiyaso. You have to believe in it and believe that it's going to happen very, very soon. Even if I believe it's going to come one day, but I don't believe it's going to come anytime soon. So we have to recognize that it is not an afalpi, it's an added element. It's a hadgasha hatzipia. It's emphasizing the hope. And that's why we also say, b'chol kivinu kol hayom. Not b'chol yom, like once a day. Right? We say kivinu kol hayom. The whole day, if there's an hour left of the day, we're still hoping. That's all in this pasuk of karov li'reav. The Yeshua is close. The next pasuk we could have a whole shir on. The next couple of psukim, but for sure the next one. Chesed ve'emes nifkashu. Chesed and emes. Met. Tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Tzedek and shalom kissed. What does this pasuk mean? Rav Soloveitchik writes in a few places. One place, if you look in Reflections of the Rav, the first volume, in the 15th chapter, he talks about chesed and emes. He talks about the role of two types of leaders in Judaism. What he says modern day is the Rav and the Rebbe. Basically, a teacher of the mind and a teacher of the heart. There's overlap. The Rebbe has to touch the Rav has to touch the heart also, and the Rebbe has to touch the mind. But generally, those are two models. He says that's Moshe and Aaron. Moshe was more about the mind. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. While Aaron HaKohen is about the heart. Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. And that's Chesed and Emes. Emes is the Rebbe. Chesed is the Rav. Right? Chesed and Emes, they come together. They have to be they're the leaders of Am Yisrael. And we need to connect to both the heart and the mind. The Medrash also, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this Medrash has come up in other Shiurim, that when the Hashem wanted to create the world, this is Rabbi Yaakov and the Emes Liyakov, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav in Bereishis, when Hashem wanted to create the world, there were groups of malachim that started arguing. B'shar Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levros Az Adam Arishon, Nasu Malachi Asharis Kitim Kitim, V'chaburos Chaburos, Mehem Omrim, some of them said, Al Yivra, Mehem Omer Yivra. Right, there's an argument. Hadu d'chsev. Chesed v'emes nifkashu tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Chesed omer yivra, shu gomel chasadim. Chesed said, create man, because he's a gomel chesed. Emes omer al yivra, shkulo shkarim. Emes says, no, don't, kulo shkarim. Tzedek omer yivra. Right, the first two words in the pasuk are the malachim that wanted it. Tzedek omer yivra, shu oset tzakos. Shalom omer al yivra, to kulik katata. Right, two on two. What does the Medrash say? Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Hashem do? Natal emes v'shlicho artza. He threw emes to the ground. And that's the next pasuk. Emetz me'eretz titzmach. Emes will come from the ground. V'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. The Malachi Asharis say to Hashem, Ribono Olamim, ma ta mevaze tachsis ala tixia. What are you doing? You're being mevaze your midah. The Chosma HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Tala emes min ha'aretz. Right, that is the end of the Medrash. So what's going on here? So that's where Rabbi Yaakov explains that there was a machlokas here. Right, Chesed and Emes, Tzedek v'Shalom. What did he do? He took Emes and threw it to the ground. What does that mean? This is the Elu ve'Elu sugya. Hashem, at that point, created a new type of Emes. This Emes Shamaimis and Emes Artsis. And when man does his best to try to figure something out, is honest to goodness opinion, and he acts with Yerut Shemayim, and the post comes to a decision, that is also a level of Emes. What Rav Moshe Feinstein says in his Akdama, Emes Lahora and Emes La'amita, Rav Yaakov calls Emes Shemaimis and Emes Artsis. And that's what it means. It's not just one of the Mefarshim say, Hashem threw one to the ground, so it's two against one. So now the two win. It's specifically Emes was thrown to the ground, because now there is a new type of Emes that's created at that moment in history, different levels of Emes, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim relating to that sugya. So that's MS and Chesed and Tzedek and Shalom. MS me'eres titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. And Tzedek will be come from heaven. They'll see the tzidkus from heaven. Munbaz HaMelech gave away all of his money, right? Basra Dafir Aleph. And everybody was saying to him, how do you give away all your money? And Munbaz says, I know from Shemayim, they see what I'm doing. Every act of Chesed, and that's going to be my Olam Haba. Gam Hashem Yitein Atov. The parak ends off. Hashem will give the good if we have chesed and emes. Right. The pashup shot of the pasuk is this is still the tefillah. If we do more chesed, emes, tzedek, and shalom, so then Hashem's going to look down on Gam Hashem Yitein Atov. Artzenu Titein Yivula, and our land will give Yivula. What's the emphasis? Our land giving Yivula? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Abba says, Ein locha kes megula mizeh. The greatest sign of redemption is when the land starts producing. Ein locha kes megula mizeh, says Rabbi Abba, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel. Hare Yisrael, anfachem titenu, periyachem tisul ami Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says, based on the psukim. That Hashem promised that until Klal Yisrael comes back, the land is not going to produce its fruit, and that's exactly what happened. Right, the Ema Banim Smecha talks about this Gemara beautifully. Ema Banim Smecha in the classic edition, page Kufchaf Alf, Kufchaf Beis, says, look around. Look in the beginning of the 1900s, the end of the 1800s. Look about what the Jewish people are doing to this land. And he says, V'kasher chelek me'achenu b'nei Yisrael chazu mamash la'artzenu ba'amal gadol b'shavlus gadola, with Lomrod, all the ikuvim, and look how much is growing here. Look how many orchards are growing here. It's all simani geula. It didn't grow for hundreds of years, for thousands of years. And then he says, and you're going to ask me, why there's so many people who are not religious involved in this endeavor? Schalta de geula? Who says it has to be done by the tzaddikim? Who says the greatest? Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu uses kalim that might not look so good on the outside, but this is how Hashem is bringing the geula. And that's where he talks about the concept of David HaMelech coming from Rus. There's a lot there. The parak ends off. Tzedek lefanav yahalech. Tzedek will go in front of him. Yasein laderach pa'amav. Rav Hirsch says, tzedek lefanav. Once man starts doing tzedek, v'yasein laderach, and then Hashem will come down and put his feet on the ground and be with us. A lot more, but we'll stop here.